This is Ms. Olivia from ExperiencedMistress.com. Let's talk about gender and sexuality. There are so many terms of expressing gender, sexual expression, erotic pleasure. I'm not going to get into the gender terms morass, but I will say this. I like that there are more ways to talk about gender. If you've called me, then you know that I'm always up for intimate conversations that roam beyond the stereotypical phone sex, moan, and groan. This blog is inspired by a previous blog comment about being transgender. Although this is a fetish phone sex blog, I talk about serious subjects like being trans or being third gender. Most of all, I am respectful and curious about how you see your gender. Here's the blog comment. To most of us, gender comes as naturally as breathing. We have no quarrel with the M or the F on our birth certificates. And, crash diets aside, we've made peace with how we want the world to see us, pants or skirt, boa or blazer, spiky heels or sneakers. But to those who consider themselves transgender, there's a disconnect between the sex they were assigned at birth and the way they see or express themselves. Although their numbers are relatively few. The most generous estimate from the National Center for Transgender Equality is between 750,000 and 3 million Americans, fewer than 1%. Many of them are taking their intimate struggles public for the first time. Intimacy and gender, yes, these struggles are going public for the first time, public in terms of political or employment rights. That's very different from the intimate connections with someone who knows you, understands you, and adores you for exactly who you are as a person. I think there's a ways to go on this front, but the private conversations always lag behind the public laws. Back to the super sexy in the next blog post. You know, I do have a serious thoughtful side to call for. Both sides. Dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.